Welcome back. Joining us today is Jacob Rice, who is running for the board of directors. Jacob, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for agreeing to sit down with us today. So I got a couple fun icebreakers for you, and then we'll dive into some of the nitty gritty of the board of directors. So just to start off with, could you please share a description of your favorite material object that you own?
Ooh, my favorite material object that I own, I'd say it would have to be my alto saxophone. It's been with me for maybe 6 or 7 years now since I got it as a birthday present from my uncle. It was originally his. And I've been playing it ever since. And, as an avid saxophonist, it's just, I just keep it with me wherever I go pretty much. So that would have to be my favorite material object that I own.
That's great. That's so fun. The next one is, if you were to create a slogan for your life, what would it be?
Slogan for my life. Oh, okay. It would have to be the least work with the most output, because in my life, I'm always trying to figure out ways to do, this is going to sound lazy, but I like to find ways to do as little work as possible to get the most work out of it. So instead of spending time really, grinding and studying for an essay, I'll do a lot of prep beforehand so that my actual time I spend studying is very little. Mm-hmm. So
efficient,
efficiency. It does end up being a lot of work, but it's the kind of work I'm okay with. So that'd be it.
That's great. And got maybe a classic university question here, but if you could give your first year self one piece of advice, what would it be?
It would probably be to enjoy your time before the pandemic as much as you can. But because I really only had till March, outside of that, it would probably just be to get out there and make more connections on campus. Because, in my first year, I was pretty, I felt pretty isolated on campus. And, Radio Laurier actually was one of the things that helped me feel a bit more connected to the campus as a whole. But yeah, I definitely would have told myself to get out there and just meet more people and get involved in more stuff as much as I can.
That's great. Thank you so much. So those are kind of the icebreakers I got for you. And now that we're all loosey-goosey, we can hop into some real serious board of directors questions. Are you ready?
Sure.
Great. So the first one is, what inspired you to run for the Wolusip board?
So I'm currently serving on the Wolusip board at the moment. And my experiences on the board so far this year are pretty much what inspired me to run again for this coming year. I've had a great time serving on the board. At the moment, I'm currently the vice chair, and it's just been a great experience, especially given the fact that I'm currently studying in England and that I plan to come back afterwards, because I'm part of a joint program between Sussex, University of Sussex in England, and Laurier. And given the fact that I plan to come back after my degree is finished here, I want to keep some connections on campus, and being involved with Wolusip, I think, is a great way for myself to do that.
That's great. Thank you so much for your response. Our second question is, can you name each of the publications under Wolusip?
Yes, I can. Okay. So there is Radio Laurier, The Chord, The Sputnik, Laurier Student Poll. There is The Blueprint. There is, oh man, I haven't looked at the list in a long time. Radio Laurier, The Chord, Sputnik. Give me a second. I got this. My mind is drawing a blank. What are the rest?
It's okay. I actually don't have the list in front of me myself, so I have no judgment. Okay. I have no judgment here. I'm trying to think myself. I can't remember all the ones, but yeah, we'll touch base and we'll get back on that one. That's okay. And the next question here is one that you've discussed kind of already, but I'll maybe ask you to elaborate on it. How would your experience within Wolusip prepare you to continue with the board?
Well, I mean, that one's kind of self-explanatory. I mean, I've spent a year on the board already. But outside of that, I think that, being apart from the university for, almost, well, I'm in the middle of being apart for it. And, by the time the new board's elected, if I'm elected, it'll be a year. And being a part of the university, or away from the university, I should say, for about a year has given me a bit of perspective on what it's like at a different university. And I think that sort of perspective has helped me in, putting a lot of it into context, as it were, being able to, contextualize a lot of the decisions that are made and have just some further insight on how other universities run things, but also just, drawing on my experiences at, at Laurier as a student have also been, you know, essential in my leadership at Volusip.
Great. Maybe as a follow-up to that question, how do you feel like your current board experience will maybe inform or change the way that you would conduct yourself next year?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be everything because, you know, going into this position this year, I really didn't know much. I was pretty uninformed on the structure of Volusip's governance as a whole. And now I'd say I'm a lot more, you know, knowledgeable and informed on, you know, what's going on and how things run, how things, you know, function. So knowing that, I think it's going to give me, you know, a bit more of an edge going into my next year, as I would, you know, I'd be a lot more comfortable with a lot of the events going on. And, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, completely lost the next time we have to do something budget related. And if I have to chair a meeting, I would know how, since I've done it before, or at least I'd be more familiar, those sort of things.
Mm. Hey, thank you. And next question I got for you here is, what are Robert's rules of order? And can you name a specific action that a board member could propose?
Robert's rules. Robert's rules, if I'm not mistaken, are the rules that dictate board meeting governance related to procedure. So things that can and can't be done relating to motions and calling a meeting and, you know, taking minutes, all like the sort of particularities of how meetings in board settings are run. What was the second part of your question?
The second part is, can you name a specific action that a board member can propose?
They can call a vote.
Great. Thank you so much. All right. So moving on, why is attendance so important for a director on the board?
Attendance to meetings, you mean?
Correct. Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, it's paramount because that's pretty much, you know, if you're not attending the meetings, it's like you're not doing the work. You might as well not be on the board at that point, because the meetings and the attendance is where things get done, because it's not really, you know, a sort of remote work position where you can just sort of do all of your work on the side. The meetings are where the stuff gets done. So attendance is like basically an essential, because if you're not showing up, you're not really doing much.
Great. Thank you. My next question is, and you can maybe focus on this from, would you consider like Radio Laurier kind of like your home publication, kind of where you have the most experience?
I would consider it. I mean, I wouldn't really say, you know, my home publication. I mean, it's certainly where I have the most experience, but that's only because I was with Radio Laurier for 2 years and I've only been with, you know, or at least a part of Volusip as part of the board of directors for one. But I would say that, you know, Radio Laurier will always hold a special place in my heart because, you know, I was the first media organization I got involved with on campus, but I'm certainly a lot more, you know, my being on the board has opened me up to the experiences of the other publications and helped me, you know, understand where they're coming from and helped understand a bit better some of the issues that they're dealing with. And I'm definitely thankful for that experience.
Great. So on that note, then, how do you plan to support and advocate for publications that you maybe don't have that strong familiarity with, like you may have with Radio Laurier?
I would say that, you know, the most important thing for me is ensuring open lines of communication and, you know, direct, you know, the ability for me to feel comfortable directly contacting those who, you know, are in charge of the other publications and vice versa. I want them to feel like I'm their ally in this, you know, in this whole thing. And, you know, if I can make them feel like I'm there for them and that I'm a resource that they can, touch upon, then I think my job is done. From there, it's just up to, well, it's up to them to reach out to me when they feel that they need help, or at least reach out to me so I can direct them to who I think can best help them. And for me to reach out to them when I think that there's something that they would be good to help with, or, you know, or good to work on.
Great. Thank you so much for that response. And my next question is, can you speak to the benefits of having both student and community directors on our board?
Yeah. So I think I spoke about this a bit during the other meeting. I think that having, you know, there's an obvious benefit to having student directors, because student directors help, you know, they have a more innate understanding of the goings on in the publication, since they're usually students, they've usually been members of the publications themselves at some point in time, if not currently. So they have that direct connection. But the community members are also quite important because they provide that link to the rest of the community, be it Waterloo or Brantford, that some of the students might lack, not by virtue of them not being connected to the community, but by virtue of them being more connected to Laurier than, you know, the city as a whole. So the community members sort of help to bridge the gap that, that might exist in certain cases.
That's great. Thank you. And what role do you feel the board of directors play in informing policy decisions?
Well, I would say that they sort of act as the, you know, the democratic arm of Volusip as a whole, in that, you know, when a decision needs to be made, the board must be consulted, or at least, you know, certain decisions, I guess. But I think that the board sort of takes on the, you know, position of ensuring that the board as, or not the board, but the organization as a whole is, you know, running smoothly. I think I had previously used the metaphor of gears. If the entire organization is like a machine, then the board sort of functions as the gears working in the background to make sure that it's running properly. And when something goes wrong with the organization as a whole, the first thing you do is you check the machine, the gears, to make sure that they've not gone wrong.
And I appreciate the metaphor. My next one is, name something that you've really liked that you've seen in a publication either this year or maybe in a previous year.
I've really liked, in fact, let me double check because I want to confirm which it was. Yeah. I really liked what the Sputnik has been doing, the orbiting update. They do their weekly orbiting update, and it's just, it gives you like a little kind of little bit of story here and there. And I don't know. I quite like their newsletter format that they've got going. I think it's not too long. It's just concise enough that, you know, even though I'm not and have never actually been on the Brantford campus, getting that little email blast each week helps me feel at least a little bit more connected to some of the Brantford students, or at least some of the things that they're, that are in the news for them, that they're working with, dealing with, going through. So I can appreciate what they're doing there.
That's great. I actually hadn't heard of that initiative. I'll definitely check it out myself. And if elected for your second term, what are you looking forward to learning from a potential new term on the board?
So I'm looking forward to learning more of the governance aspects outside of just, you know, chairing a meeting. I mean, I hope to run for vice chair again, and hopefully I can see what, you know, all, you know, even more of the intricacies of the position, what it involves, and how I can better help out those. I'm hoping to make more of an impact by being able to connect with those who could use my help, or who have either, you know, well, I don't want to say requested my help, but, you know, I'm hoping to be able to just do more and be more involved than I was this year. Not to say I wasn't involved, but I want to step it up.
For sure. Great. Thank you. So that brings me to the end of kind of my formal questions for you. I was wondering if you have maybe anything left unsaid that you wanted to mention, or any kind of final notes before we kind of wrap things up?
I don't think so. I probably should have prepared something, but I've got nothing right now.
No, that's okay.
It's worth mentioning. No, I think we covered most of it.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for your time, Jacob. And for those of you listening, be sure to check out some of the other interviews we'll be hosting on Radio Laurier, as well as make sure to attend our AGM, which will be occurring during the first week of February, to hear more from our candidates, such as Jacob, as well as around the overall status of our organization. So once again, Jacob, thanks so much for taking time to chat with us. And
thank you, Jackson.
We'll see you next time.